This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a busy day on today's show, but I just wanted to open with an email I got from a listener. They're not a fan of Fox News, and I guess they were watching, right, because they were watching what was happening with Joe Biden and the electoral count, and they saw segments on, you know, the first of the vaccine rollouts in New York City, and some of the doctors on Fox News saying, you got to get the vaccine. I trust the vaccine. You got to get the vaccine. And they showed me a clip. And they were saying, look, I don't trust this person. And, you know, I've been on Fox News. I've, you know, worked with multiple media outlets. And, you know, I've been asked, you know, what is the arrangement that doctors have with the media if they get to be, you know, so honored with getting to be on a national, syndicated news show. And, you know, I've proven to you guys with my radio show that I'm not sold. You know, you can't buy me. You can't, you know, make me say something that I don't believe in, because I need your guys' trust. I mean, if I think there's a product on the market that isn't worth jack diddly squat, I could lose my whole my whole listenership. I could lose everything because people think I sold out. So the average physician that you see in the media is like me. I mean, you know, what's the word for it? They're when you, align with somebody, they're, their loyalties. Their loyalties are to, you know, their degree, their doctorate, their medical licensing board. And so, you know, rather than thinking that doctors are selling out to get to be on TV or to get to, you know, forward a narrative of a news agency, their loyalty has to be with their license. If they lose their license, they can't do any TV, or they, you know, so that's why I trust what the doctors are saying in national news when they're saying, get the vaccine. And I get it. Some of them are looking a little sales pitchy. I get that. And we've been trained that once somebody looks a little bit used car salesman-y, you're like, okay, wait a second. They're trying to push something, and they're trying too hard. And, you know, remember, a lot of doctors aren't very media savvy. You know, I sometimes err on the other side. I'm sometimes so honest. I mean, you guys know everything about my personal life that, you know, you kind of need a cloak. You need a little bit of mystery, you know. You see somebody naked all the time. It's not very exciting when they take off the clothes. So you kind of need to peekaboo once in a while. So, you know, but, you know, so when you have a physician whose main job is to physicianize and be a doctor, and, you know, and then they are trying to instill trust and calm people's fears about a vaccine that people are being told is going to have nanotechnology and aliens are going to find you and things like that. They got their work cut out for them. That being said, many of you have asked questions about the components in them, aluminum, things like that. Many of you have also asked about how do the doctors on TV know that there's not going to be any side effects. Well, I've been looking at the studies. I've been looking at all the studies I can find. And in fact, I posted the latest of the side effect profiles, I believe, of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine on the COVID Vaccine Experience Facebook page we started. I have a Facebook page called COVID Vaccine Experience to help people who got the vaccine to go and say, look, you know, this is what I felt. This is the side effects I got. Or if I didn't get any side effects, so those of us that have yet to get it can, you know, see some real-time stories. Hopefully you don't have somebody that says, oh, yeah, I grew an extra testicle. Okay, we don't want fake stuff being on there. So we're reviewing. But I put on there the safety profile, the same stuff that the FDA had to look at. And so when I read that and I look at, you know, and I weigh, well, what's going on with COVID and who's getting hurt and, you know, how we don't know what's going on, and I still don't trust somebody not being able to smell for months. I don't like that. I don't like that when I hear that somebody can't smell for months, because that tells me the virus is still sitting there, you know, causing issues, or it caused some sort of damage that's taking a long time to recover. So I don't like COVID. I don't look at COVID like a simple cold. True? Some people, you know, might have just cold symptoms, but I'm a little fearful of this sucker. Not enough to close businesses down. I don't think restaurants have to close down. I think that's absolute baloney. I don't think the whole economy needed to completely shut down over this. However, I am very humbled by what could manifest from this stupid piece of crap virus that's been just destroying our economy and our families and our holidays all this time. So if you do see a Fox News or MSNBC or CNN doctor saying you got to get the vaccine, you know, realize that if the way they say it sounds a little used car salesman, don't project that as to they're trying to push something that controls us, or don't. You know, I just think it's because there's a lot of doctors out there that just aren't media savvy. Now, there's a big difference between trusting and supporting. Okay, most doctors support vaccination. But when a patient says, do you trust it? Well, I trust the FDA. I trust Pfizer. I trust AstraZeneca. I trust Moderna. I trust the pharmaceutical companies. It's taken years for them to gain my trust, but I do trust the companies, and I really don't believe they're working with China, you know, to put nanotech into us. I feel very, very confident going on record saying I don't think there's going to be, you know, tracking devices injected into you. Do I feel there are going to be side effects? Absolutely. That's why I posted the Facebook page. I want us to know what are other people feeling. Do I think the vaccine is going to be 1,000,000% safe for every single person that gets it? Not 1,000,000% safe, but overall, I think it's going to be safe. So I'll tell you guys how I feel when I feel it. And I support the vaccine. I trust the vaccine. And I am recommending it. But I get that there's a lot of concerns. And I appreciate that. And I want to hear about your concerns so that, you know, we aren't missing something or we can educate properly. Make sense? 1-877. $7, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I love being a doctor right now. Being a doctor right now has got to be one of the coolest times because there is just something new every single day. I mean, it is phenomenal what we are able to do and what we were able to produce and create on the medicine front. And things like diabetes, Alzheimer's, even the COVID vaccine, it blows my mind at what we were able to do and create. And I'm very humbled by it. Now, how are we getting there? So our next guest, who I'm a big fan of, Dr. Jingyang Hu. She is the global science leader for AI and healthcare from IBM Research, and she joins us next to talk about why we're here and what sort of things we're working on. Dr. Hu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, wow. Well, first of all, congrats to you and your team for all the great work you've been doing on Alzheimer's and diabetes and all that. You know, tell us about artificial intelligence in medicine. What exactly does that entail?
Sure, happy to. So technologies like AI really hold enormous potential to help researchers and healthcare professionals by augmenting clinical intelligence. So what this means is not that AI will replace clinicians, but rather AI can be used as an important tool to help doctors do their job better in many different ways. It can help them make more informed decisions, catch impending health issues earlier, and reach diagnosis faster. It can also help doctors sift through volumes of important data about each individual patient in order to pick out the most relevant nuggets of information and then to identify patterns that can lead to more targeted and personalized treatment plans. In addition, as we all know, as you just pointed out, you know, year 2020 in particular has really highlighted the urgency to accelerate our understanding of the many devastating and often not yet fully explained diseases that impact, you know, millions of lives around the world, from Alzheimer's to diabetes to COVID-19. And one of the best ways we can achieve this accelerated discovery is to use AI to understand how these diseases actually work, including how they progress, what are the early signs and symptoms, and how do these signs and symptoms evolve over time, and what are the range of biomarkers going from speech to movement to things that we can measure in blood that are associated with these diseases and then can be used to, you know, analyze to help us to get clues to how to catch these diseases earlier.
Mm-hmm,
and finally,
mm-hmm.
using AI to understand an individual's risk of a disease or to assess more accurately the current state of the disease and how it's going to progress within that specific individual can also help us design better and more effective clinical trials. For example, one can use this information to, you know, identify patients who are most likely to benefit from a new treatment being tested and then recruit these patients for that trial.
Mm-hmm.
So there are really a wide, you know, range of areas where AI can have a positive impact on healthcare.
Exactly. There's a lot of time and money spent, wasted, when certain test subjects had been chosen that probably weren't the most ideal choice. And so using AI could also streamline, actually save money and time in the medical field and research field.
Absolutely. Besides getting to better outcome for patients.
So true, so true. And, you know, I've gotten asked this for years. You know, we've known about Alzheimer's for years. We've known about diabetes for years. You know, what has been the holdup on being able to detect if somebody would have Alzheimer's or would have diabetes? And AI is, I think, going to bridge that gap and help us accelerate earlier detection and then our treatment onset.
Yes, so you know, as you said, right? I mean, these are disease areas that we have been studied for. We have studied for a long time, and what's new now is there are a lot more data that have become available. And if we combine that with the power of AI, there's really great potential for new discoveries that can lead to new treatments and preventions. So one example is recent work that we published this fall in collaboration with Pfizer on Alzheimer's. So in this work, our researchers built AI technology to analyze small, non-invasive speech samples that were collected from the very well-known Framingham Heart Study. In that study, cognitively healthy participants responded to a short verbal cognitive test, and then some of these participants later developed Alzheimer's. So using these small bits of data, our AI algorithm was able to predict whether or not an individual would develop Alzheimer's disease later in life.
Wow.
So our hope is that, you know, this algorithm could lead to the development of a very simple, straightforward, and very accessible metric to help clinicians assess the risk of Alzheimer's disease early on and then use that, you know, together with all the other information about the patient to develop, you know, a prevention or treatment plan.
Very true, very true. We're talking to Dr. Xinying Hu, global science leader for AI for healthcare and IBM research. So, you know, ever since Terminator 2, or probably before that, people people have, unfortunately, associated AI with something a lot more sinister. And when I speak about AI and its use in medicine, people will say, whoa, 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 I don't think I like it. I don't trust it. What sort of things can we do to overcome the distrust that Hollywood, you know, kind of stereotyped with AI? People when they hear AI, I get excited, but a lot of people are thinking, like I said, Terminator 2. What do you think we could do as a whole?
Well, so first of all, Hollywood should do something different about AI, how they portray AI. But
yes,
in terms of us, I think what we can do really here at IBM Research and our healthcare team, we really make sure that we work very closely with domain experts, with clinical researchers, so that we can really identify the right problem to solve within the healthcare space and then, you know, work together to identify the most appropriate, you know, machine learning algorithm to solve that problem, right? So AI, like mm-hmm. any other technology, can be used for good or evil. Mm-hmm. And, the way to actually get it to work for good is to, you know, work with domain experts, identify the right problem, and solve that problem to benefit mm-hmm. the patient.
And I think we need more education of the public of where AI has been used and they are currently using for current treatments. So I think once people realize, so AI, you know, I think there might be hopefully within the next 10, 20 years more acceptance of it. But right now we still have lots of trust issues. But exciting, we're seeing a lot of AI now involved in our COVID therapies. Tell us a little bit about what IBM Research is doing with COVID.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that COVID-19 has brought to light is the many challenges with our drug discovery and development pipeline, specifically that it's really notoriously slow and difficult to successfully develop and test new drugs to bring them to market. And this is where AI can jump in to help, because AI really has tremendous potential to help accelerate the rate at which researchers can discover and create potential COVID-19 therapies and vaccines. So as part of our COVID-19 response, IBM has made available several new and open AI platforms that can help scientific communities identify new molecular targets for potential drug candidates. We were also instrumental in the creation of the High Performance Computing Consortium, which brought together 43 national labs, universities, and tech companies to pull together supercomputing power and make it available to COVID-19 researchers who are, you know, on the hunt for drug candidates.
Wow.
And also at the end of this drug development pipeline, there's a great deal of potential for AI to improve the success and speed of clinical trials to test these candidates, right? So this ranges from, you know, helping researchers to identify the best individuals to recruit for a clinical study, to identifying inefficiencies and potential errors during the study to make it more effective.
Well, just fantastic. And, you know, COVID is it's an evolving, mutating virus. And so, you know, we humans take a little longer to catch up. And for AI to be able to anticipate certain changes or mutations or shapes, it's vital. Dr. Hu, tell our listeners where they can find more information about you and what IBM is doing.
Yeah, so the listeners can go to the website research.ibm.com for more information. They can also visit our IBM Research blog to find out about more about IBM Research and what we're doing in healthcare space.
Gosh, that is fantastic. Dr. Hu, thank you and for your team for all the great work you're doing. And God bless. Can't wait to have you come back on the show.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for what you do to, you know, propagate the positive impact that AI can have.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna's coronavirus vaccine is getting a favorable review. Staff at the FDA said trial results and data about safety met the qualifications for the vaccine to get an emergency use authorization. Moderna previously reported its vaccine was more than 94% effective. With this news, along with Pfizer's vaccine already on the market, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
"We could have every nursing home patient vaccinated in the United States by Christmas. It's really remarkable. 100 million shots in arms by the end of February is very much in scope."
President-elect Joe Biden visiting Georgia on Tuesday to campaign for two Democratic candidates in the January 5th runoff elections that will determine which party controls the Senate. Biden campaigning on behalf of Democratic Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. USA Radio News. There is mounting pressure on President-elect Joe Biden to end construction of the border wall with Mexico. CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says that would be a huge mistake.
"But consider the cost directly to the American taxpayers, which would probably be billions of dollars that have already been invested and assigned to a contract."
Commissioner Morgan believes that would be a mistake because the materials have already been purchased.
"If you terminate, those materials are not going to be utilized, a waste of taxpayers' money."
Joe Biden formally secured victory in the presidential race as the members of the Electoral College met in 50 state capitals across the country on Monday. Biden secured 306 electoral votes to President Trump's 232. Republicans in several battleground states insisted their delegations be recognized as official electors. But with legal challenges failing, both houses of Congress are expected to certify Biden as the winner on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's Christmas shopping time and holiday shopping time. I think we are on the fifth or sixth day of Hanukkah. We lit five candles last night, so I think that means we are on the fifth day of Hanukkah today. And most of us still haven't finished our shopping, and one of the reasons is our budgets are different this year. Things have been tight. A lot of us have been out of work. Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa looking different this year. A lot different. That's a shame. So we've talked about gifts and ways to save money, but we could always use some advice, especially from the experts. So we have joining us next, which I'm really excited about, Dr. Yvette Rios, lifestyle expert, bilingual TV host, and contributor. Yvette, mucho gusto. Thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Carolyn. Hi, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good. But I got to tell you, I still haven't finished shopping, and I'm already over budget. Help us, please. What advice are you giving your fans?
Oh, I completely understand. It's a crazy time. We are less than 10 days before Christmas and right in the thick of Hanukkah. You're 100% right. And I think a lot of us still have a lot of shopping left to do. And what I'm personally doing, because shipping stuff has been so stressful, and I've bought things that haven't arrived and aren't going to arrive until well into the new year. So I am relying on Facebook Marketplace to pick up all of my last minute shopping.
That's a good idea.
And what I love about it is it is such a great platform. It is so convenient because it's easy to use. I can check for things within my local community, so I don't have to travel very far. I can just go and pick the items up. And you can find pretty much anything. Like, you can find, tons of antiques, antique crystal, gym equipment. I mean, even cars. It's just crazy. And so what I'm looking for now is two bikes. I've got two little kids. I've got a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. And so I'm trying to find some used bikes, but in, you know, good condition, because they're going to wreck them anyway. So why start with something new that I've paid a premium for?
Right.
You know, why not get something used and that they can really, like, have at it, you know?
Great, great. So Facebook Marketplace is something that we really need to make more people aware of, because a lot of us have been going to eBay or, you know, and you know, people always ask, you know, what can I trust? What, you know, what is the vetting system on some of these things from eBay? And I've bought things from eBay before, but I've bought some things where I'm like, whoa, who's watching this? So Facebook Marketplace has a little bit more oversight, correct?
Yes. So Facebook Marketplace, basically, just to break it down, is part of the Facebook app already. So when you log in, you know, if you use Facebook like billions of people in the world do, there's a link to Marketplace. It's like a little icon. It looks kind of like a little house.
Yep.
And you click on that, and that'll take you to the Marketplace. Or you can just type Facebook.com and then /Marketplace, and it'll take you there. Now, when you're on it, you can basically look for anything. You can look for, if you have a keyword like children's bicycle, you can search for that. But there's also categories. So if you are looking for things that relate to hobbies or antiques or furniture or toys and games, you can search under that. And just as you mentioned, like, it is so true about the fact that you can find some sort of there's some responsibility in the interaction on Facebook, because you can find the person's profile. You can see their pictures. You can see they're a real person. You can see what friends they have in common, and you can even check what their transactions have been in the past. So it's really, really helpful to know that there's a person that you're actually buying from. So I know what you mean about other online buying platforms.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Yvette Rios, lifestyle expert, TV host, and contributor. You know, the one thing I like about something like Facebook Marketplace, et cetera, is, and trust me, I want to help small business. I want to help retail. But, you know, a lot of us, we're starting to rely on very few entities for our products. And I think there's a lot of commerce that can happen among us, you know, just like with Uber. And, you know, I love how whenever there's a recession or a depression, we're allowed to pivot and be able to do things. And, you know, some of the things we're buying on Facebook Marketplace is actually feeding that family who hasn't had a job.
Absolutely. And then you talk about the environmental side of this also. And I agree with you. I try to, you know, shop small, support my local businesses as well. But here you're actually like buying something that might have otherwise just been tossed away. And so I think there's a lot to recommend, this idea of like reusing, recycling, you know, buying and selling things that people have already owned and used. I mean, I think it's pretty cool. So I think there's a lot to recommend it.
I mean, everything I owned was a hand-me-down. I don't think I had anything new growing up, so I don't need anything brand new out of a package. Now, what about those of us who have extra things? That, I mean, how do we sell on the marketplace? Because I got a whole bunch of stuff with my boys that I could sell.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, I've got the two kids, and they accumulate so many toys and so many things, so I'm with you there. And the thing is, like, this is a great time to, sell stuff, because people are in the mindset of buying things. So it's a great time to, you know, get rid of those things that are also kind of timely. I think that's important. You don't want to go ahead and sell like bathing suits right now because, you know, no one's buying that. But if you have, you know, holiday decor, let's say that you look through and you're not going to use, you have an old Christmas tree, you have, you know, like festive plates, you have kids' toys, you have things like that that you know people are going to buy, outdoor, like snow boots and stuff like that. It's a great time to sell that stuff. And you're going to make, you know, you're going to make some money and you're going to make space in your home, which are both things that I think a lot of us need. And it's so easy to use. So basically what you do is you take a couple of pictures of the item that you plan to sell. You write a couple sentences of a description. You know, the more clear and honest you can be about the condition of the item, and everything is fabulous. And then you want to kind of have in mind what your bottom line price is. You can always price it at a little bit higher and have people, you know, have the space to negotiate you down. But just know what your bottom line price is. And then now, more than ever, people are really interested in contactless purchases. So you may want to sign up for some sort of electronic payment method, whether it's Facebook Pay or another one, so that you can just get those payments directly electronically and you can leave the item like on a porch or something for someone to pick it up.
Of course, of course. And, you know, it's, again, that helps your budget. For those of us, I can't tell you how many things I have in the house that have bought. I think my husband, you know, bought me some, you know, fancy lingerie, and I was like, I'm never going to wear this. So it's brand new with the tag. I'm not wearing this. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, you could sell things, and now you have extra budget, you know, that you could use for Christmas.
Exactly.
Gifts. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
No, it's a great idea. And I mean, there's so many things that you can sell. So, I mean, really, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. And, you know, I talk about decluttering a lot. You know, many of us start to kind of get in a funk with staying at home and COVID. And, you know, one thing you could do is declutter. It is so therapeutic to clean up and either throw things out or sell. See, I don't like to throw things out because I grew up poor. And I'm like, this could, you know, either be donated or used, you know. So, you know, declutter, it's therapeutic. It gives you more space and it's, I don't know, it makes you feel better.
Oh, I 100% agree. And now is like the perfect time to do this, both because you can post stuff online. You know, people are shopping for stuff. If it's stuff that, you know, is seasonal, you're going to sell it. You're going to make a little money, which is always great. But the other part of it is this time of year, we have so much new stuff coming into our homes that if you don't actually kind of manage the balance of in and out, it can get really out of control. And so for me, that balance in my home is always so important. Like, I'm very conscious of it when I come in with bags of stuff. I mean, obviously not groceries and things like that, but just stuff that I know I'm going to keep. I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got to figure out how to get two bags of the stuff that's in here out. Otherwise, it's just going to be, you know, it's not a good balance. So, that's an important thing to think about also this time of year.
Awesome. How can people find out more about you and Facebook Marketplace?
Oh, awesome. Well, you can find out more about me on my social media. So I'm Yvette Rios on Facebook and Instagram. And then Facebook Marketplace, you can just go to facebook.com/marketplace.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Feliz cumpleaños. Happy Hanukkah. And thank you again for coming on. Adios, amiga.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Don't go away.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, now we need to get really, really honest here. I know some people are going to be like, oh, gosh, that's not me. Oh, Dahlia is such a bad mother. Let's be honest, okay? How many of you out there are getting a little sick of your kids? Can I do two votes? I love my kids. They're just around too much. I love them, though. In an hour, I'll probably miss them again, and then I'll want to see them. But I got two boys. I love them to death, but they eat. I'll have leftovers. I'll purposely have leftovers. They'll eat my leftovers. Leave the toilet seat up.
leave underwear around the place. I'll step on it. House stinks sometimes, right? Then I'll do their laundry. Then I'll do the dishes. They fight. They argue. They accuse me of, you know, taking their, I don't know, socks. I don't wear your socks. You know, sometimes it's just a little overwhelming. And, you know, as parents, we've been using school as our break, our mommy time, our daddy time. And a lot of the kids have been out of school. And it wasn't just for a week or two. It's been months. And we're coming up on Christmas break. We're coming up on the holiday break. And I remember this time each year, I'm like, oh, I can't wait. You know, I miss the kids. It'll be nice to have them home and not have to worry about taking them to school and all that. The kids are home. The kids have been home this whole time. And so one thing that I'm seeing on air and on social media and out there is there's something called parental fatigue. Parents don't want to talk about it because they don't want child protection services to come into their house. Mind you, you beat the kids, yeah, child protection services will. And these parents that beat their kids, unfortunately, have parental fatigue that nobody's diagnosed, and it's severe. But, you know, some of us might be a little too grumpy to them. Some of us might be projecting our stress onto these kids. And what's dangerous for these kids is they're around a lot more negativity than they think they need to be. So if mom or dad, you know, or aunt or uncle or grandma or grandpa is out of a job and they're now primary caretaker and they can't go anywhere, they can't go to the movies, they can't go to restaurants, they don't know what's going to happen with the new administration, they don't know when they could go to church again, all their activities have been on hold, they're not the happiest person. On top of that, you now have kids who used to be in school and are now right there in your living room or in your bedroom doing their schooling. And kids, depending on their age, you know, they need direction. They need, you know, to be observed and watched and supervised. They need to be fed. If they have a boo-boo, they need to fix it. They need to be acknowledged. You know, you can't just say go do virtual school for 6 to 8 hours. When we drop them off at school, you know, it might be roughly an 8 hour, maybe 6 to 8 hour days because there's lunch period and recess and all that. But now, I mean, they're in your house and they're there all day long. And these teachers used to take care of this for all of us. Boy, our teachers, I would have liked to see also teachers of on the Time Magazine Person of the Year. I would have really loved to see teachers on there too because look at what teachers do. Right? I mean, they do everything for our kids. Then we get them, and the kids are already, they're already taught. You know, many of them, their faces are clean, their hands are already washed, their tummies are full. They come home from school, it's like, mommy, daddy, 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 mommy, 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 whatever. Everybody gives hugs, everybody gives love, and it's all fine. No. And then, if you have two kids, you need to referee. I cannot stand being the ref. Because my boys are bigger than me now. And so they're yelling and I'm like, stop it, bad boys. And they're like, yeah, mom. Now they're taller than me. I can't control them. So how can you tell if you have parental fatigue? All right. Now we all snap at our spouses. That happens. Right. And, you know, maybe we kind of snap at each other or, you know, the in-laws call and you try to avoid. But if you notice you're starting to snap at the kids, if you're starting to avoid your kids, if you're noticing that you're dreading your kid walking into the room or calling mommy, if you feel like you want to hit them, all right, and again, be really honest with yourself. If you feel like you want to strike your child, you're getting burned out, and you need to get some help. If you are tired all the time, if you start feeling like you're getting depressed, yes, our kids, I love our kids, but we might start to feel depressed because we're like, this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be at work. I'm supposed to be, you know, working on this project. I'm supposed to be helping build this next casino, or I'm supposed to be making these customers happy, and not I'm home and I'm trying to relearn algebra. You know, it's okay to have feelings of I don't like this. I'm not happy. That's okay. That's natural. A lot of us are unhappy. It's not okay if you act on it. It's not the kids' fault. Do you think the kids want to be home with you? Do the kids want to be around their parents all the time? No. They get away with stuff at school. Recess was awesome. When I went to 12 different schools, at the schools where I wasn't getting bullied on recess and had to hide out in the girls' bathroom, when I got to play at recess, it was fun. You know, and you got to do stuff, and you got to try different things, and, you know, people, you know, I'm not saying try drugs, but, you know, somebody would bring, like, my parents, they really wouldn't buy Bubblicious. We didn't have extra money, you know, to buy things like that, but, man, my friends would bring me Bubblicious and gummy bears, and I was like, ah, you know, I mean, you know, kids want to be around other kids. They don't want to be around a parent who's grumpy that they're out of work. They don't want that. So, you know, if you feel like you're starting to get overwhelmed, what do you do? Well, I discussed this early on. Many of us, we can't teach, okay? I love to teach, but as a parent, you know, it's different. I could teach kids that aren't my kids. But when it comes to your kids, they're just annoying as hell. They're like the worst students. So then maybe you don't be their teacher, okay? Get a mom. I mean, you guys are going to have to work this out where you guys, you know, make sure you're COVID negative and all that. But maybe your little nucleus gets to include, and we've spoken about this, where your nucleus gets to include another parent, another kid, another family. And so if you are exhausted every single day, then why don't you do Monday, Wednesday, the other person do Tuesday, Thursday, the other person do Friday, and swap and come up with a schedule where the kids get to be around other kids while they're doing virtual school. And then parents get a day off. The other thing, too, is don't underutilize your school. The school districts are open. They may not be open for people to come onto campus, but the school counselors are there. The school nurses are there. The principal, the vice principal. There are administrators there with emails that want to know if parents are being overwhelmed. Because the administrators of the school districts want to know that virtual learning is not a complete cluster. They realize that kids are going to be, you know, falling off the curve and not being able to keep up. So there's a lot of resources within your school district. Also, you can always talk to your doctor or medical provider. I mean, if you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling depressed, you know, or you like feel like you're going to lash out at your children, definitely get some, you know, professional help. And trust me, you're not alone. And there's no stigma attached to it because the average doctor is also like, yeah, I can't wait to kick my kid out of the house. And, you know, the kid just turned three. So know that you're not alone. I love, you know, complain and moan sessions. I can't say the B word, the witch and moan sessions. You know, don't be afraid to talk about it with others. Because, you know, if you're feeling guilty going, you know, I really don't like my kid being home. I want my kid to be at school. I love my kid, but this isn't working. Again, you're not alone. When you hear that other parents feel the same way, it makes you feel better. I wrote a piece on this. It's on my Facebook page. It's on my Twitter and websites. You guys could read it. And then if you are getting burned out because of your job and all that, there's a lot of different little things you could also do for burnout. But, you know, we have a right to be selfish and want to make ourselves feel better, because if I'm not happy, my kids pick it up and they can't be happy. So you need still some time for yourself. So, you know, reach out to your medical provider, reach out to us, whatever. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.